The question for you, a couple of lines open. I think this should be fun. What is your hottest Commander's take, your boldest Commander's proclamation after 5 weeks that you actually believe? 800-636-1067. I'm going to give you a couple of examples.
Okay. Yeah, I have one like follow-up tweak question.
The first would be, Cliff Kingsbury will be the most sought-after head coaching candidate in the 2025 cycle. I think that's pretty bold, right? They could obviously take a big step back in the second half, as his teams offensively normally do. He was a head coach very recently. It didn't go well. But I think, you know, guys like Brian Flores are going to get a job. There's a lot of assistants out there that are trending in the right direction right now. I think Cliff Kingsbury will be the most sought-after head coaching candidate in the 2025 cycle.
That's a good one.
Another one I've got here. I said yesterday I thought the Commanders would win the NFC East. That works, by the way, still. Like, that's bold. They're not favored to. The Eagles are still supposed to. A lot of people are waiting for the other shoe to drop. What about this? The Commanders are good enough to make a deep playoff run. That's a hot take. That's crazy to say out loud. That's one of those things on October 8th that you say it with your chest, you look like a fool a couple months from now. But the hottest take I can give you right here this moment, Danny, that I kind of believe deep down, is that this team is very much good enough to, and I could kind of see them stringing playoff wins together.
So when I drop my hot take that I actually believe, I'm not like going on record saying this is going to happen. This is almost like bold prediction-y type stuff where I'm going, this is well within the realm of possibilities and no one's talking about.
Yeah,
that's how I'm thinking of it.
This is a, I could see this happening. It's not crazy. And the caveat is on the back end, you kind of think it might.
Yeah. Like,
see what I'm saying?
Yes, like, I do.
I wouldn't predict it. I'm not putting money on it, but I kind
of
think it
might. So I got a couple of those. If you'd like to hear them, here, go.
Here we go.
Number one, you're looking at a Coach of the Year finalist. That's Dan Quinn. His hat's going to be on backwards when he accepts. Right there. It'll be him. It'll be Kevin O'Connell. A couple other guys. When you inherit a hot garbage fire that won four games all last year, then you went ahead and tied that win total through 5 weeks, you're on the radar. You will be the darling of the league. He's a Coach of the Year finalist. That is my first hot take. Similarly, Jaden Daniels will be an MVP finalist. Jaden Daniels is going to finish in the conversation for MVP. I don't believe he'll win it. Somebody else is going to, just because that's how it goes, but he will be a finalist for the MVP.
Top three, then.
He'll be a top three finisher.
Right now, he's fifth. What's bold about that is you've got him getting closer to the top,
yes,
not further away.
Mm-hmm.
Those are good. I'll give you one more. This one's a deeper cut. Tyler Biadasz right now should be the front runner for first team all pro at center. I think he's been that good. Tyler Biadasz has been whooping butt and taking names. No penalties, pressures are scarce. He's gotten everybody lined up correctly and helped Jaden Daniels, a young quarterback with a lot of protections and things. I think Biadasz is one of the best players through five games that rarely gets talked about on this team right now. You got one more before we hit the phones? 800-636-1067. We're getting to you now.
This defense will finish just outside the top 10 in nearly every meaningful metric.
No way.
Yeah.
Well, if that happens, not only are they winning the division, but they're nobody's going to want to see them in January.
They are marching up the rankings. So they won't finish top 10 in things, but you're going to look up and go, did you notice that? Because their start was so bad that no one's going to think about it this way. But they're going to be in the low teens in a number of meaningful categories.
Oh, when the skins come marching in. Oh, when the skins come marching in. Da-da-da-da-da.
I want to be in that number.
There's another song about them that I'm trying to remember. It goes.
Oh, there it is. Yeah. Barbershop style. Fight for
How
our
many
commanders.
Wins do they have? How many wins do they have right now?
Four.
How many losses do they have?
One.
Hit the damn music, Darius. Play it loud. Play it proud.